Tov Amaveis. Ikad the Amri. Ikad the Amri is about seven lines up before the wide lines. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines, yeah.
I got it.
Ikad the Amri, so this is the second version of the conversation. The more brought a question without discussing what requirements we have in regards to the animal, how much of the animal has to actually be inside the Pasi Biros. So the Ikad the Amri has a second version of the question. Gavi Adam Hakarmina the Sagat Le Barusha Barubai. Right, a person. Even if the whole person, we said if a person is standing in Rishus Sarabim and there's water in Rishus Yachid, and he has to pick up a kli and drink it, so he can't stand in Rishus Sarabim, put his head in and drink. Can't pull the kli out to himself, obviously. He has to put the majority of his body, Rosh Barubai, inside his Rishus Yachid and drink. He doesn't have to actually move inside. He doesn't have to move his feet inside. He can lean it. So we say it's sufficient, Rosh Barubai. Gabi Adam Hakarmina, the Sagale Barosh Barubai. Gabi Poro, Mi Sagale Barosh Barubai. Olo, is that it's sufficient by a Poro Rosh Barubai, or maybe you need the whole animal inside. Okay, now, Hecha the Noket Mono, the Noket Law, if he's holding the animal by its reins, he's holding the container which has the water, the bucket. So then, we have no question in that case, Rosh Barubah is sufficient. You need Rosh Barubah, but it's not sufficient. Rosh Barubah is sufficient. Now, this is different than the first version. The first version that the more was considering the case of Rosh Barubah, maybe you don't need it. The way Rashi learns that you don't need Rosh Barubah. Over here, we're saying, no, you definitely need Rosh Barubah. It's no question. And Rosh Barubah is enough. What's our question? He's holding the keli, but not the animal. So there we have a concern that the animal could always, animals sometimes they swing their heads to the side. If you don't have the whole animal inside, you only have Rosh Barubah inside. So it's possible that the animal will swing its head out. Well, you're holding the bucket, and as the animal swings its head out, you take the water with the person.
Foul the head.
Well, that's not a good idea, because you might end up doing chitzah from within the area of the Pasi Biros to the Rosh Sarabim, which is surrounding it. That's the worst question.
Follow the animal.
Follow the animal. So, what's the luck in that case? In the first version, in a case where you're holding the mana, not the animal, Rosh Barubah is required, but it's sufficient. In this version, the more is not even sure if that's sufficient. In the first version, a case of when you have the more Shiloh was in a case of you're holding the animal and the bucket, maybe you don't even need Rosh Barubah. In this version, you must have Rosh Barubah in that case. You're holding the animal and the bucket also. So it's like it's moving everything down. It's making more requirements for each layer.
Good morning, Rabbi Green.
I'm late. So whoever asked the question, they answered back. We have a price which says that you have to have the pora inside. So what was the case? So Moses says, my love, isn't the case of Nochet Manabal and Nochet Law? The case was he's holding the keli, but not the animal. And it says Rosh Merubai is sufficient. You need Rosh Merubai, but that's sufficient. You don't need more. Morris says, no. The case is the Nakat Mana, but Nakat Law. You're holding the Keli and the animal. That's the case
where you need
Rosh Merubai, and Rosh Merubai is sufficient. But in the case you're holding the Keli and not the animal, even Rosh Merubai is not sufficient. You must have the whole animal inside. Vachanami Mestabra, the Morris says, this understanding that the case of the Braisa is talking about a case where you're holding the animal's head with its reins plus the bucket, that makes sense. That's the case of the Braisa. Why? The Inokit Monable and Inokit Law, because if it's discussing a case where you're holding the Keli but not the animal, Mishari, that's not permitted at all. Because Vatanya, Lo Yimale Adam Mayim. The Braisa says you can't draw water and give it to the animal to drink. And Rashi said before, it means holding the Keli. You can't hold on to the bucket and have the animal drink.
What are we doing different here than we're holding the animal too?
Right, that's what Morris is saying. The Braisa says you can't do that. Our Mishnah clearly is allowing something. The answer is, I mean, it has a case of where you're holding the animal's head also. In the case of Bryce's, where you're not holding the animal's head. So you see from this Bryce that if you're not holding the animal, you can't do this at all. Conversation ends. So when the Bryce says that, the Bryce says, that we quoted before, that, the Mishnah says that you have the Rosh Merubai inside, the only case that could be discussing is the case where you're holding the animal and the bucket. And still it says you need Rosh Merubai, and that's where Rosh Merubai is enough. What could you do in the case you're not holding the animals? You can pour the water into the watering trough, and it'll drink from there. You can't hold the bucket while it's drinking because you're afraid you're going to follow its movement with the bucket. Okay, so that seems to prove this point. The case of the Braisa, the case of the Mishnah, which says Rosh Merubai is mutter, Rosh Merubai was required, but Rosh Merubai is sufficient, is a case of you're holding the animal and the bucket. Versus no, that's not conclusive. Because Hayitmar law, in regards to this Braisa that you just quoted, we have a statement from Abaya, which would remove this Braisa from our conversation. It's about something else totally. So mainly going back to our conversation, we have a Mishnah which could be understood to either refer to the case of holding both, and that's when Rosh Merubai is required and is sufficient. And you're holding the bucket and not the animal, that's not even sufficient. Or it could be going on the case you're holding the bucket and not the animal, and that's sufficient also. Not conclusive. This Bryce, which is quoted, which says that it's also to hold the bucket while the animal is drinking. No. That's a whole different case. What's the case? Amar by Hachabe Avis, Ha'emel de Bishas Arabim, Gaboya Asar Tvachim, Verechav Arba. The Avis is the trough, it's large enough to be Rishas Yachin. It's 10 Tvachim high and it's 4 Tvachim wide. And it's placed, the case is where Rashi learns, it was placed adjacent to the home, and it continues out into the Rishas Arabim. So eventually it reaches Benapas.
So it goes from one to the other? The trough?
The trough is, here's the house and here's the Benapas, here's the street.
Yeah.
The trough goes like this. Yeah. So it's here next to the house and it's here in Benapas, and it reaches into Benapas.
So you could fill it from one side and it would fill up the whole thing, basically, the trough. Exactly.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, yes. Okay.
Sure.
The Zim of the Chazil, the Avis, the Makalko. But what we're worried about is sometimes that the Avis will here we have a situation, so he goes out the Ben Apostim and he draws water. Now, what he could do, which is what he would contemplate doing, theoretically he could go put the bucket in the Avis. And there's a halacha that I'm allowed to stand here and move something in different shoes. Drinking is an exception because I'm afraid I'm going to hold the cup to me unless I'm all the way in there. But if this is Rosh Hashanah, this is Rosh Hashanah, the person allowed to send Rosh Hashanah and move that item in Rosh Hashanah. We're not afraid you can pull out from yourself. So I have a great idea. That's a long trough. If I pour the water here till it gets there, it's an asik. Draw the water, put it in the bucket, put the bucket in the trough, move the bucket along as I'm walking from Shazarabim till I get to the next to the house, pour the, because it's Rishas Siyacha. So I'm moving into Rishas Siyacha. So I'm moving the bucket along till I get near the house and then I pour it. Sounds good. The problem is, we're afraid that sometimes he'll notice that there's some damage.
In the
trough, he's going to hold the bucket in that situation while he's going to fix the trough. And then he's carrying the bucket from the Bein HaPasim into the Rishas Rabba. The Chazal HaDevis, the Makalka Basel, the Tzkunei, comes to fix it. Medorilei, the Davla, Bahadei, takes the bucket with him. Ukamapi, Rishas Yochel, Rishas Rabbim. And he carries him, Rishas Yochel, Rishas Rabbim. So the verse says, that's what you're worried about. That case is not a problem. That case is not Motzi Mirabonon. But it's not Chayiv. You make Zeris because of the cases which are also Deraisa. The case is not a Deraisa. Okay, Gavlin Mechayiv, or Yechayiv in the case of Amr of Safra, Amr of Ami, Amr of Yerchanan, Amafana Chafetzav. Mizavis is of the person is moving items inside the house from one corner to the other. He changes his mind and he carries them out. Potter. So Loch is he's not Chayiv. Why? Because when he picked it up, he did the first step of the malacha of Hitzah, which is Akira. He had no intent to take it out. He picked it up to move it somewhere else. Since he did not stop and carry it outside. So that Akira was an integral part of the malacha, and it wasn't done for the purpose of Hitzah. So what you hear is the case. He picked it up. Not with intent to carry it out. The intent was to put it in the Rishas Yochid, and instead he ended up carrying it out. He wouldn't be chayiv. Elam Mursa, what are you afraid of? Zimun the Masakin Lo. So he goes outside, he puts it down, fixes the trough, then picks up the bucket, which is sitting in Rishas Rabbim, pours it into the trough, which means he's now taking from the Rishas Rabbim into the trough, which is the Rishas Yochid. The Masakin Lo Bahadur Mayalei. So that's the case of the Brice. It's not a very specific issue, a case of an Avis, partially by the house, next to the house, inside the Bein HaPasim. But that's just, that you can't do. You can't pick up the water and eat the Bein HaPasim. You can't move that Kli along. What you could do is pour it into the trough, which is in the Bein HaPasim, and the water will run by itself to near the house. That you could do. Okay. So, but in regards to our question, the more ends up with no resolution on the question. So the more Toshima, let's bring a different proof. Gomel, the Brisa says you have a Gomel, Sherosha Baruba Min Bifnim, which the majority of the animal is inside. You can force feed it. So sometimes before they would travel, they would force feed the animal, make sure they ate a tremendous amount. That was called avus. Just like a trough is there's an avus. So you're filling up him inside as if you're filling up a trough. So you're in a set. Now, avus command the nochet manu and nochet lo damya. When they do avus, they have to hold the animal's head. So they're holding the animal. And they're taking the food and putting it in. So that's basically the equivalent of the case of the water, of holding the animal and holding the bucket. And it says that even that case of Nakat Mono and Nakat Law, you need Rosh Baruba. Now Rashi learns that this Toshma is going back on the first version of the Shiloh. First version of the Shiloh was in a case where the more is not sure in the case we have you're holding the bucket and the animal's head, the more is not sure you need Rosh Haruba. In the second version, the more is sure the case needs Rosh Haruba. The question is the case where you're not holding the animal's head, is it mutter at all? According to the first version, if you're holding the bucket, not the animal's head, and you have Rosh Haruba inside, that's mutter. The question is in the case where you're holding the animal's head also, so maybe you don't even need Rosh Haruba. Well, here's the case where you're holding the animal's, the item and the head, and you need Rosh Haruba. So you see, in the Rosh Hashanah, they'll answer the first question. Won't answer the second question, which is, in the case you're not holding the head, you're only holding the bucket, is the Rosh Hashanah enough? That's the second version of the question. That's the Kedam. So that this won't answer that at all. So Mor says, you see, Rosh Hashanah is required, even though you're holding the head. Mor says, no. Amar Rav Acha Bar Rafuna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Shani Gomel, Hol B'Tzavor Oruch. No, by case of a Gomel, because it has a long neck, so there, we need Rosh Hashanah Min Bifnim, because otherwise the animal could swing out quite a long distance. So even when you're holding the head, you need Rosh Hashanah. But in the case where you're talking about a regular porta, maybe when you're holding the head, you don't need Rosh Hashanah. So I have no proof to that shot. Toshma, different price. Behema should Rosh Hashanah Bifnim, Oibson is Sami Bifnim. So here the Tosha says Behema. That includes a porta. And it says, and you're feeding it, you're force feeding it. So, if Rosh Hashanah is inside, it's mutter. But Abe is commanded to knock at mana, but knock at law, because you need Rosh Hashanah. You need Rosh Hashanah inside, even though you're holding the head also. Verse says, no proof. So you have your proof to Rosh Hashanah, even in case you're holding the head also, not just the bucket. You must have Rosh Hashanah. So that answers the first question. Versus my behemoth, Nami the Ketani, the Bryson says, behemoth means Gomel. Versus, no, can't mean Gomel. Vatanya behemoth, Vatanya Gomel. One Bryson says Gomel, one Bryson says behemoth, which would indicate that the Bryson says behemoth is not talking about a Gomel. Versus, no, that's not true. Midi Gabi Hadori Tanya, if you had two Bryces, which were said together, and they change the language, one says Gomel, one says behemoth, you're right. So this is someone specifically Gomel, someone any other behemoth. But if I have two independent brises, which were said by independent sources, so one was not necessarily aware of the other, one wasn't relying on the other, and the brise which says behemoth can mean Gomel. And the brise who says Gomel meant Gomel. We have a brisa which says explicitly that this is halacha by Gomel. That not only is this idea which is suggested by Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna and Rav Sheshes, but it's a brisa. Rabbi Elazar Oyser by Gomel Hoel B'Tzavar Oruch. He says explicitly it's halacha by Gomel because it has a long neck. Zogt Rashi. First wide line, right?
Difference between standard feeding of an animal and overseer, where the animal may be more likely to turn.
You can fill up the bucket and you can pour it out.
Not the more of. So Krashi looked at Boilukha, first white line. The Saga Barasha Baruba. And when you're holding both, so Rosh Hashanah was enough. Thomas Nissen, that's the case of the Mishnah. You knock at mana. You're holding the bucket. The lav the knock at mana kame. If you're not holding the bucket at all, so lama tzicha Rosh Hashanah b'fnim. If the case was that all you're going to do is take the water out of the bore, pour it into a shrov, so why did we require that the Rosh Hashanah is enclosed? What can go wrong? If you're not holding the bucket, there's nothing to go wrong. So that case has to be the case you're holding the bucket. The mission says you need Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the case is only the case of the mission is only a case if you're holding the animal also. What is Oivsin? Mispa is fodder. You take Mispa and you thrust it in Harba al Karcha al Karcha doesn't mean against it, it's fighting it, it just means without it wasn't voluntary. Basically, you put it by the where it swallows, more than it normally eats. It's like you filled up like a whole big trough in his stomach. Before it goes traveling, you want to feed it up because you're worried about it wanting to find food there. But Avis command to knock at mana, but knock at lohu. The case of Avis is like you're holding both. You can't put it inside without holding the animal's neck. And you need Rosh Beruba. You've answered the first version of the question. The Tana Behema, Litana Gomel, my Behema Gomel. The Brisa, which talks about Behema, didn't discuss the Gomel. So therefore, I have right to say when it says Behema, it means a Gomel. It did not mean like a Sinan. So we're Oruch, Avogav, the Roy of Gufa, Mimifnim. So over there, even though you have roiv gufa mifnim, imi yiskafenu v'yakar tzavur yegiat rishas urabim, but if it moves its head to the side, it'll end up going out to rishas urabim. Okay, Tosis points out over here, when the more use of the word oivsin, and the price use of the word oivsin, so oivsin can mean the generic term for force feeding. But when we learn Masechta Shabbos, the more you use the word oivsin, the more gave discussed over there nuanced different types of force feeding. There's one type of force feeding which is called halata, malitin, where you put it in the animal's mouth, but not beyond the base of belief, the place where it swallows. And over here, he's putting it actually beyond, and the word oivsin over there means beyond the base of belief. The animal can't spit. The swallowing will be involuntary. It's forced to swallow it. So that's also on Shabbos. So this Brisa talking about Oivsin obviously cannot mean that. So we just mean the generic term of force feeding. But it's obviously talking about a case of halata, which is it's putting it in the mouth. The animal has to swallow it on its own. Okay. Okay. I'm going to be at Sukh for us. I'm sorry.
To answer
the first version of the Gemara.
First question of the first letter.
There's only one question. The first one is Lishna by Kamaisa. It doesn't mean the first question of Lishna Kama. It means the first question which is presented, which is the Lishna Kama. The Pasi Biros was only created for the early Rigolim. So right now the word says it to mean that the people were going up would drink water there. Mor says, really? It's only for the animals, not for people. More answers. My behema sell the regalim. The two ideas, Ravitza Barada and the Brisa, complement each other. It means the animals, which Chazal permitted this, and they'd be able to give animals to drink, only because of the animals of the oil of regalim. People were traveling up to Yerushalayim, so they had traveling with animals. That's why Chazal created this head. Excuse me, Abul Adam. For a person, the law is metapes, va'ola metapes liyurid. The person will have to climb down into the well, get some water, drink it, and come out. And animals can't do that. A person could do that. We did not create the heter pasi biros for a person. Tosis raises the question. Possibly, once there is a heter pasi biros for the animal, maybe now a person is allowed to take the water out also. But does the more mean that this, even now with the pasi biros, he cannot rely on them because they are this halachically minimal, normally not permitted level of enclosure. It means he has an option. He wanted to totally enclose the things that they hate, right? If you're not, it's not. Here you have this piritza, which is it's open, which is 10 amas wide, or in front of the Yehuda, it's 13 and a third amas wide. It's a case of porch maruba. So we're definitely creating many coolers over here. So we created it for the animals, because the animals, you know, you need to leave openings to get the animals in and out. You can't ask the animal to go inside the thing. So they made it for an animal, and that's it. But a person, even now, cannot rely on this mezchitza, or maybe not. That's just his question. But definitely, we would not have created it for people. Okay, Feather Markash, Amy. Is this correct?
Rav Yitzchak.
Amr of Yosef. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Change it to Rav Yosef. The Bach. Lahutru. Pasi Beros, El Leber Mayim Chayim Bovad. This Heter Pasi Beros is only for, not for a cistern, which is storing water, but rather it's for a spring. Now, Vila Behema, Mali Chayim, Mali Mechunosim. The more is understanding of this, that a person, there is water which is stored, eventually becomes not usable for people. It gets dirty, it starts to, things have to grow in it, etc. They weren't chlorinating it, right? So, whereas spring water stays fresh for people. So we only allowed it. The same way we said that you can't, you know, if the water supply runs out, it's not water, so you have the water that you're going to use. Well, I know that you're going to use spring water. The Gemara says, but that's only true by person, but animal, they'll drink anything. So what's the difference? Our answer is, be the meat of the chazilot. We do require such a thing, which is, even people could drink. Sacerdotes raises this question, well, if they had to, but that didn't seem to indicate that now there is possibly rose, people could use it also. That's the Tosis Mina de Chosi, Tosis second Teretz. Rashi seems to say that the point is it has to be Choshevah water. We're creating a Heter based on the water. It has to be Choshevah water. Zok Rashi, bottom Rashi and Chofim Abbas. Behemoth other regalim. Ava Adam, Afila other regalim, Lahutra Lidlois, Belishtes. The people themselves, the other regalim, they can't drink. You can't draw the water out and drink. You can go in and drink. Matapes. You hold on to the side. Venichas, you go in. Veyotze, and you come out. Matapes is carpet belaz. It's going step by step. Tosis, if you look at your Mesorah and Shas, Tosis sends it to Pesachim and Bezim and Aleph. The Tosis says the derech of the Gemara sometimes is to be backwards, because you can't be metapas v'oila before you're metapas v'yorin. You can't go out before you go in. So the order should be metapas v'yorin, metapas v'oila. So Tosis raises the question whether the daf beis and alav m'sochim. The Mishnah says that a person should be he comes b'chitoy v'yetze b'chitoy. Person should leave his home when it's daytime already, it's light out. It says the word keto. And the person should make sure that you arrive to your destination when it's still light. Don't keep traveling at dark. The dark time, there is holes in the road, you can't see them, it was pitch dark, you know, the good old days. Right, that we were very nostalgic for. Right? There was wild animals, there was bandits who took advantage, so it wasn't a good idea. It says the person should be nichlas b'chitayv and yotze b'chitayv. First you should be yotze b'chitayv, then you're nichlas b'chitayv. The order is backwards. It says, derech of the Gemara is to manage, is sometimes to say it in the other order, like it says, "Matapas v'arla, matapas v'yarid," like our quotes our Gemara. Okay. Mida the chazalot, kima the mayim mashul humachitza zurashi, begin the mayim chashubim. Since it's water which is giving this halachic validity is a valid machitza. Like we said before, if the water runs out, it's not a valid machitza anymore. You can't carry there. So we need chashubim water. Gufa, zot the Gemara. Back in the Gemara. We said before, lehutra pasi biros ele behem bovada, ele matapasu, ele matapasu, yorate. That a person can't take advantage of it. I feel the other nami. If it was very if it was wide to the point that it would be difficult for a person to go inside, I'm not sure exactly what that looks like. So then it's difficult for the person to go inside, so they were mad to the person to take the water out. So here's where Abaya said his here's what Baya said, his halacha of, or here's what the Braisa, the Mar quotes the Braisa, so that you can't pour the water in, you can't hold the kli, it seems to be, but you can pour the water into the trough. Where's the maskal Rabbanan in Cain, maho ila pasi biros? So what did pasi biros accomplish? What do you mean with that question? Maho ilu, the malus mehen. So, remember the water was in Rishus Yachid. The road was Rishus Rabbah. So you say, well, you can take the water out and put it to the trough. You can't take it out. You're standing in Rishus Rabbah. You can't take that kli out. So Pasi Biros is very very necessary. What are you asking? What the Pasi Biros accomplish? They accomplished that you're allowed to draw the water, right? So he said, no. Well, my question was, Elamahi ila Rosh HaBaruba Shapar. Rabbanan's question was, what do you need Rosh HaBaruba of the poor inside? If all you can do is take the water out, pour it into the trough, so what do you need Rosh HaBaruba of the animal in? So what's the other price? Rabbiya, no. Hachma eskinan the Avis Armin Bishas Rabbim, Gaboya Sartfachim, Beroichim Arbob, Rosh HaNichas Ben Apasim, etc. We had it before. This is where Rabbiya said it. Rabbiya said it in regards to this price. That's Sirashi. Hoyer Rechavim. Ben Yochel the Tapis. Mutzalot the Malas Ulishes. The bear or the boar is wide. I think what it means like this. I think the way they would do it is you would climb by pushing your back against one side and your hands against the other side. That's how you would go down. So if you have a fairly narrow area, that works. If you have a wide area, it doesn't work. I think that's the only way I can picture what the issue is. Sounds pretty scary to me. You can't hold the kli. So worse than Mahu Ilu. So yes, what do you accomplish? So worse than, what do you mean what you accomplish? Mahu Ilu? But to me, that's what is the question. You accomplished tremendous things. You allowed us to draw water from the boar, which is Rishus HaYachid, onto the surface, which is Rishus HaRabim. The answer is, now you made Rishus HaYachid, so what did you accomplish? Okay. You're talking about the person, talking about the animal. Would we allow that? We probably would allow that. The point is, you can't, but you're not. Would we allow that? That's the then before. I'm not sure. I mean, the parashas in the case of the Braisa before, the Mishnah before, there's a requirement that Rosh HaBruba works.
Rosh HaBruba what?
Works.
Works.
So why are we here? Why doesn't it work? I'm not sure.
In what case does Rosh
HaBruba work? It doesn't clearly say it doesn't work. It just
gives us other aids. Well, there's Matapas, the other Matapas, the Yerid. It sounds like then you go inside to get it.
Do you really want people climbing in and out of, up and down in and out of this well while we're talking? How many people you want to drink that water?
You know, I think they have different levels of hakpada than we do.
Well, at least in the modern canoe, maybe you don't have people bathing in it, basically, while you're drinking, as opposed to here.
No, they wouldn't submerge in the water. They go down and they take a cup and drink.
That's if they stop. If they're able to stop and don't fall. The rest of
okay. Yeah, I hear the question. I'm not sure. Okay. Amar Rav Yirmi Abba, Amar Rav.
What?
Amar Rav.
Even if they don't submerge, whether it was on their feet and shoes, if they're working their way up and down, that's all falling in.
But the only thing on their feet is dust from the road, but the rain would wash that in anyway.
Yeah.
The rain's going to pick up the dust from the road and transfer it to the board.
The
board has a lip around it.
If it's been modified that way. Besides, just dirt.
Look at the pictures, all of them.
And technicolor.
And in color, just like real life.
With the lane marker.
Yeah. I'm not.
Seriously, if you look at Borat, they're always built until the ground. So you don't get crap floating in.
A little dust.
I don't know. Okay. Amar Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Ein Bargan in the Bovel, Lepasi Biros Bechusalords. So, the we'll see later on, there's a locha of Bargan. Bargan is that. If you, when it's relevant to the lochas of tchum, so we measure. Once the city has ended, we start counting tchum. Let's say, within a certain distance from the city, there was a hut for a shomer living there. So there was a dwelling place. But so that is considered to be part of the city. It's considered part of the city. So we said the city is extended to that point, you start measuring tchum beyond that. If within a certain distance beyond that there'd be another one, you do accomplish the same thing. So so these were like Rashi calls them a sukkah. They made for the shomer, so they're not a davar kavua. So he says in Bavel, even if they would have these brigonin, they would not get the halachic status of brigonin, that they would extend the city. Okay. Now the reason why he's quoting this is statement is not because of that part, because that's not really once more we'll talk about it, the more we'll talk about it. But the second thought is why it's brought here. Well, pasi biros b'chus loritz. This head of pasi biros is not acceptable in Chutz Lords. We didn't create that Heter. Okay, we'll see what Chutz Lords means in a second. We normally think of Chutz Lords, of course, is outside of Eretz Yisrael. We'll see what that means in a second. Brigonim b'vavel lo. Why were Brigonim not acceptable in Bavel? That they didn't get a halachic status of extending the city. Nishchiti bidki. It was a common thing to have Bitke, Rashi says Bitke means Bitke the Maya. There was these little flows of water which would wash them away. So they had like almost minimal kaviyas to the point where they were not significant enough to say they're doing extension of the city. Pasi Viros Bechutz Loritz. Low, you can't have Pasi Viros in Chutz Loritz. Lo Shkichim Sifta. So there weren't, you didn't have yeshivas there. Which means that, understand, Chutz Loritz means outside of Bavel. In Bavel it was permitted. So it's permitted. We said it's permitted for other regalim. It's also permitted in Bavel because you had people traveling to the yeshivas, back and forth to the yeshivas, so they needed water. So you had valid, you had people who were traveling for a mitzvah purpose, so they created the Heter Pasi Biros. But for non-mitzvah purposes, they didn't create the Heter Pasi Biros. So that wasn't common anywhere else. The Gemara says, Abul Ipcha Avdina. Which means to do Bergon and other places besides Bavel, the Pasi Biros in Bavel, those are permitted. Ika da Amri, Amr Birbi and Barabba, Amr Rav, and Bergon and Pasi Biros, Lobby Bavel, the Lobby Chutzalores. Bergon and Bavel, Lo, the Shkichi Bitki, Churzaras Nami, Lo, the Shkichi Ganovi. So since there was a problem where they were not safe areas, so again they would not look at these sukkahs, these huts that they would make as safe places, so they didn't give it a chashivas of a dwelling place. You wouldn't want to really stay there, so therefore it can't be perceived as an extension of the city. Pasi Biros Bibovel, they would not permit. Lo, why not? Because the bubble was a place where there's a lot of water available. There wasn't a need to rely on Pasi Biros. Pasi Biros was mainly created for places which relied on rainwater, and which would have to gather the rainwater. That was the main reason why. So that was an issue, you know. But these are places where. There was a lot of water available in Bavel. I don't know what's on nowadays, but that's what it was then. So it wasn't such a need to create Pasi Biros.
So are we talking streams?
I'm not sure it means streams. It means there was a lot of wells available, or it means but there was a lot of springs available. So as opposed to over here that you had to rely on gathering rainwater, cisterns. Let's just finish up the finish. And Chutz Loritz Nami Lo, the Lo Yishkichi Mesifta. So there wasn't a mitzvah purpose which we allow. So we're staying with it. We're only allowed for mitzvah purposes. We're saying in Bavel, even though there was a mitzvah purpose, there wasn't a need. So we're in matter for that. We're in matter. That's all this here.